Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On December 12th, 1913, 2 years after it was stolen from the Louvre Museum in Paris, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, the Mona Lisa, is recovered inside Italian waiter Vincenzo Perugia's hotel room in Florence. Perugia had previously worked at the Louvre and had participated in the heist with a group of accomplices dressed as Louvre janitors.
The van was supposed to be here! Where's the van?
I'm afraid the van won't make it, because I, Leonardo da Vinci, have used my incredible time machine to thwart your heist of my masterpiece 2 years late.
Crap.
2 years earlier.
The Mona Lisa, quick, let's make a break for it. Into the rainy Paris streets.
I'll drive the van!
Sounds good.
Better turn on the windshield wipers.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea, otherwise we might get into an accident.
I think I'll leave the lights off, though.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Oh.
Meanwhile, in Renaissance Italy...
Oh, the trouble alert's going off. What's this? Someone stealing one of my paintings in the future. To the Louvre! Oh, crap. I think I see the van. No, it's too rainy. They don't have their headlights on. Oh, just have to blow them up.
Back in 1913.
Curse you, Leonardo da Vinci! You foiled us!
Crashed our van!
And I'm sure you can gather from that you should always turn your headlights on when your windshield wipers are active. Why? Well, because it's the law. And also because, if not, Leonardo da Vinci will still track you down. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.